Blog Talk Radio.
I was walking downtown one day, and I saw a man who appeared to be just an old wino sitting on the street telling the people about Jesus as they passed by. And because he was all raggedy and dirty, people would just laugh and make fun of the old man and walk on by. And he said, because of the way I am, no money, no fancy clothes, fine homes and cars, a lot of people consider me as nothing and say I don't know what I'm talking about. But there's one thing that he said that really touched my heart and stayed on my mind. When that old man looked up and said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. He said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said, I've had so many problems in my life that I just couldn't deal with. So I started drinking, thought it would help ease my pain, but things got worse. So I said, Lord, I give up, I'm in your hands. And that's when my life began to change. But these people think I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said, on the streets day and night, that's my life, that's my home. Ain't got nowhere else I can go. So I just walk the streets telling the people about Jesus. From corner to corner, from door to door. But they all make fun of me and say, I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Oh, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Tell you he can save. The Lord can save. Your life can be changed and made whole. He can bring everlasting joy and peace within your whole soul. Ooh. And in many ways, I feel just like that old man. Born in the country, raised on the farm. No money, no fancy clothes, no fine homes and cars. But thank God, mama and daddy raised me up on the real deal, and that's God Almighty. And sometimes when I sing about Jesus and people won't listen, I feel like I'm just a nobody, nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Sometimes I feel just like I tell you, I'm just a nobody. I feel like a nobody.
praise the Lord. That was I'm Just a Nobody Trying to Tell Somebody About Jesus, and that's by the Williams brother. Oh, we saw, oh, that song, ooh, I'm Just a Nobody. It's all about Jesus' power and putting it in us, and we walking and talking and being the light of the world. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Lowry. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And I read that out the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns. And the topic of her Saturday service is They Overcame. And you can find that in Revelations chapter 12, verse 11. And if you want to give a testimony, that's the time to give the testimonies. Hallelujah. And early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. It's a corporate prayer where each and everyone can come out and partake part in the prayer as they're led to do. We're normally on the air 30 minutes, 35, but every Sunday the Lord may take us a little longer or higher or lower. But whatever it is, we allow the Lord to have his way. So please come out and join us this Sunday. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334, and it's for all of the segments that airs on this Block Talk Radio New Destiny Ministry. Please email us at newdestinyministry54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and on Twitter at New Destiny 54. And you can listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com. to hear our archive message, just like we're coming before now. We appreciate y'all and are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard and me, Sister Ruby, that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you. And we ask y'all to pray for this broadcast, that God will continue on with this broadcast that we air Monday through Friday with New Destiny Ministries. And with that, our speaker today, everybody know him, is Minister Liberal Democrat, all the way from Los Angeles, California. And, you know, it's been a blessing. The Lord has sent him. I keep saying it. Evangelist Bernard mostly introducing. But every time I get an opportunity, I'll talk about Minister Liberal Democrat, how he knew he went on this, going to the Block Talk Radio, and he went on and the Lord led him to a new
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Minister Democrat. Every chance I get, I'm going to tell it wherever I go. And I said, Lord, and he would first come on the chat room. He was checking us out or whatever. But he was always there, got my back covered, because I do the chat room and, you know, the switchboard with this job the Lord has given us for this broadcast. And I said, here say such and such and this and that. And I could feel the spirit. And I said, Lord, I thank you. And, you know, normally
thank you, Lord.
A lot of men come on sometime on the broadcast. But he came on with the willingness and kingdom-minded work. And I said, Lord, I thank you. But we didn't know he was a preacher and a minister and a prophet and all that combined as the Lord gave him these anointing gifts. He's been in working for the kingdom of God for a long time, but we didn't know that. We just said, I just said, oh, okay, he's on. Thank you, Jesus. You send somebody on to work in the kingdom for you. And sure enough, then he looked around about a week or two, and I looked up, and I seen him on the switchboard. And then I said, Lord, when he opened his mouth, we knew that the anointing was in him, and the Lord has sent him to work and help in this broadcast. And he's been nothing but a blessing and a help, and he's kingdom working, and he's anointed, and he brings the word of God. Anything you ask Minister Democrat to do as far as this kingdom, he amen and amen. So with no further ado, we want to introduce to some and to introduce to others. No other than Minister Liberal Democrat all the way from Los Angeles, California. And we're so grateful because he's part of this broadcast. God bless you, Minister Liberal Democrat. You have your way, and wherever the Lord leads you and you open up, he'll be. God bless you. We're so excited.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. I thank and praise God, amen, for the lessons learned. Amen. Being on this line. Amen. Amen. And those that called in today and those, amen, that had logged on, amen, amen, you're supposed to be here. Amen. You are in the right place. It's not a coincidence that you happen to be on this line, that you happen, the Lord just happened to give you a mind to call in because, amen, there's a thing called predestination. Amen. And before the foundations of the world, amen, God knew where you would be sitting right this second. Amen. He knew what job, what chair you would be sitting in, what position, amen, you would be holding. Amen. Right this second. Amen. Hallelujah. He's a wonder. Thank you, Lord. In my soul. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. He's a wonder. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In my soul, thank you, Lord. He's a wonder. Come on, come on. In my soul, hallelujah. Somebody said, bless his name. Hallelujah. He's a wonder. Amen, in my soul. And again, we thank God. Amen, amen, for evangelist, amen, Adrian Menard, amen, amen, being obedient and letting the Lord use her and give her these topics about recalling God's faithfulness, huh? Amen, and one thing about faithfulness, God will always leave a witness, huh? Amen, amen, and bless us with the amen of God, Sister Ruby Larry, because we understand that Sister Ruby Larry can get a prayer through because she's been praying from our phone. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. So we thank God for that. Amen. That God will put people together. Amen. In kingdom building work. Amen, amen, amen. And he will always leave a witness. Like I said before, amen to God. When Abraham was given the charge, he said, Abraham, I know you used to living this way, but I want you to completely change your entire lifestyle. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Because he was an adulterer. He started off an adulterer. Amen. He started off making money. That's how he made his living, making idols to serve other gods. But amen, God said to him, I want you to change your entire lifestyle, but I'm going to send you a witness. Noah was still alive when he told him this. In other words, Noah saw God destroy the entire world. when everything looked regular. And I can imagine these conversations with some believers going on. In other words, people on this line will begin to recall God's faithfulness, have survived some terrible things, and lived to tell about it, and called in to this line. So like Noah could be, I can imagine him walking down, talking to Abraham, saying, you know, God gave me a word, and it took 100 years to happen. So I don't know what you're going through, Brother Abraham, with these people that God put you in charge of, but it took God 100 years to bring the word to pass, but then the rain came. Somebody said the rain came. Hallelujah. The rain came after all of that time of waiting. The rain came. And if you're on this line today and you've been praying and you've been asking God to move, the rain is coming. And I want you to understand before we go into our message who God's enemy really is and the condition of his enemy. The enemy of God is the devil. And one thing about the devil, and we give him so much credit sometimes in testimony services and amen to God, the devil did this, the devil did that. But I want you to understand one thing about the devil before you hang up the line when you call into this amen conversation. The devil is insane. That's his weakness. And the definition of insanity is when you continue to do the same thing over and over and expect something different to happen. This is your adversary. This is your enemy. This is what he is doing. Every single year, he messes with you, and every single year, God gets you out of it. But because he is insane, he keeps doing the same thing. And while he's doing the same thing, God keeps doing great things for me. Recalling God's faithfulness. Now understand, when someone is insane, they are delusional. Amen. They have a belief, amen to God, that's held with a strong conviction despite, amen, superior evidence to the contrary. Now that's good when you're a Christian and you're a believer, but when you're the devil, it's insane. And also, when you are insane, you suffer from hallucinations. In other words, you have these strong sensations that appear to be real, but they're made up by your mind. So I want you to understand this about the enemy. Before you go another further, I want you to understand who your enemy is. Your enemy, which is the devil, is insane because he keeps doing the same thing over and over. Now, we're recalling God's faithfulness. Amen. That's the message today. But the devil keeps doing the same thing over and over and keeps losing because he's insane. He is delusional, amen to God, and he has hallucinations, amen to God. Amen. He has these sensations that he believes are real that he's making up in his mind. And if you begin to entertain the devil, you begin to suffer hallucinations. Amen. In other words, the hallucinations affect all five of your senses. In other words, you begin to see things that's not really there. Amen to God. Hallelujah. When you, amen, are under the influence of the adversary. And that's why you called in today, because we got to get you from under that influence of the adversary and back into the control of God. We're going to get you to recall God's faithfulness. So the text today is going to be coming from 1 Kings chapter number 18. And amen to God. And I want you to just remember and get your pencils out and write down something inside of me, God. Amen. I need you to burn up some things inside of me. We're going to be talking about that showdown today between Elijah, amen, and Baal. But before we go there, I need to bind the strong man because I just call him crazy. And I don't know about you, but, amen, when people call your name, you get upset. You get agitated. He thought he was on this line, and because he wasn't messing up computers and phone lines and people wasn't calling and acting crazy, he thought he can hide. But see, that's where he is a delusional thing. Amen. In other words, he just believed a certain thing in spite of overwhelming evidence. Let him know that I got some pastors on this line who got strong discernment and know when you come in here. Oh, bless his holy name. I got some intercessors. Even though you being quiet, they understand that there's been a shift in the room and on this phone line. Amen. And they begin to secretly pull out their little bigot. When you're praying in the spirit, you ain't got to get loud with it. You can just, amen, ease your weapon out. In other words, amen to God, when you see the enemy, you pull your weapon out slowly, amen to God, and you slip up on him, amen to God, and you attack him. See, that's what they're doing. While I'm yet speaking, I have intercessors on this phone line, devil. Hallelujah. I have pastors on this phone. I have, amen, prophets on this phone. I have evangelists on this phone who are, even as I am speaking, amen, they are getting their ropes out, because the Bible says, whatever you bind on earth, going to be bound in heaven. And we understand that, amen to God, when you bind crazy people, amen to God, they need to be restrained, even in the natural. So we are talking about the enemy of God is insane. And if someone is insane, amen to God, they need to be restrained. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody is getting their ropes out even now. And we are about to restrain him, amen, so the message can go forward. Because when someone is insane, they affect the body. And I told you already, the devil is delusional. He's suffering from hallucinations. That means he's affecting your five senses. Even as you called in today, you thought you heard something that you didn't hear. Amen. And now it got you all up in your spirit differently. You thought you saw something. Amen. He will make you think you see something out of something innocent, and your whole day will be messed up. Hallelujah. He will make you feel I'm talking about, you know what your five senses are. He will make you feel a certain kind of way. Amen to God. Hallelujah. And everything will be all right. But, amen, but for some reason, you still feeling a certain kind of way. Amen. You're having hallucinations now because you are under the influence of an insane enemy of God. But we about to fix that, because we got some people praying right now. Begin to pray. If you need to get on your knees, if you need to walk with me, amen, I need you to begin to pray. Go in the prayer. Even now, get your ropes out. Whatever you bind on earth, going to be bound in heaven. See, the devil believes that. He probably been watching them insanity workout tapes. If I get crazy enough and extreme enough, I can affect the body. But the difference is, amen to God, unlike, amen to God, that situation where he affects the body by working out and doing what his thing is because he's doing some insanity workout, amen, he's not going to affect the body of Christ like that, because God, amen, he is not, amen, my physical trainer. God is not my workout instructor. God, amen, is my refuge and my fortress, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper, because of that is who God is, amen. To God. So, amen, devil, you're watching these insanity workout tapes, and you think, amen to God, you're gonna, amen, change how my body is. You're going to change how my body looks. You're going to change the pastors, and you're going to change the evangelists. That thought, by watching that workout insanity tape, you say, look how quickly, amen, if you affect the body enough, you can affect the body. If you put it through an extreme workout, if I make them cry long enough, if I attack their finances long enough, if I talk about them long enough, I can do like that insanity workout tape, and I can affect how their body looks in a short amount of time. But the difference is, devil, God is not, amen, a workout instructor. Amen, amen, amen. God is my Savior. Amen, amen, amen. God, amen, is over everything. Amen. And no weapon formed shall affect my body. So when you're looking at that insanity workout tape, and you say, look, I put it through extreme runs, I put it through extreme workouts, and after a while, look how that body changed drastically. Amen. And the devil got an idea. What if I affect the body of Christ like that? What if I put them through some extreme workout situations like that? What if I had their children turn their back on them? What if I had their husband turn their back on them? What if I put the body through an extreme workout? Can I affect the body like even that fitness instructor affects the body? There's a difference, devil. See, he is insane. Hallelujah. Your enemy is insane, and he's trying to affect the mind. And this is why God is concerned about your mind. He's concerned about what you're thinking about right this second. He's concerned about what you're feeling. What the Bible even concerned about what you're tasting, because the Bible said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who would trust in him. So, amen, if you're tasting something, what they say about taste? You got to get close enough to it to taste something. What they say about smell, amen, of God. He said God is a sweet-smelling Savior. When your prayers got like... begins to inhale your prayers. It's a sweet smell. See, so but to smell something, you gotta get close enough to it. Amen. You gotta be in a place where you can smell it. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody trying to get in the place. Amen, amen, amen. You understand? Somebody catching the revelation, amen, to God, that the body is under attack. Amen. There's an insanity workout going on right now, but it's not to get you in shape. It's to affect your body. This insanity that's going on right now. But amen, some pastor got the revelation and he took out his robe. He said, you know what? Amen. I see it. I see it. Amen. 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 God is not a fitness instructor. God is God, and no weapon shall form against me shall prosper. So it's not going to affect the body in my congregation, because I'm going into prayer right this second, devil, and I'm not going to give you none of my members. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Somebody praying right now. Amen. Bind up the strong man. Amen. As we go into this message, you need to understand the enemy is crazy. Amen. As I begin to recall God's faithfulness, I'm reminded that the devil, every single time he attacked God, he tried to stop Jesus from being born. He killed all the children. But, amen, Moses escaped. Amen to God. Hallelujah. And the children of Israel, there was an exodus because of the one that escaped. Amen. Amen. God could have saved everybody in your family, but he saved you. You was the one to escape. You are the one that God is going to use to affect change in the body of Christ. Amen. So the devil is insane, because every time he tries to do something, he's always losing. He's always outsmarted. But when someone is insane, they keep doing it. Hallelujah, over and over. Amen, amen. You called in here today. Amen. Come on, that's right. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying, somebody. How you got that revelation. Amen to God. How I'm not going to let him. Amen. Just think about the devil got his little insanity workout tape. Amen to God. He trying to affect the body right now. That's all he doing. He done got excited. He been watching cable. Amen. Who knew that the devil had cable? Who knew he had satellite or DVR and all that? So who knew? Who knew? Hallelujah. Amen. He's of the world. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So he said, amen, if it affects the body like that much, amen, God, I'm doing that. So he's coming in the body of Christ trying to affect the body. If I can just move the head, if I can just attack the head, because the head controls everything. If I can control the head, amen of God, I can control the body. If I can make that head hallucinate, amen, amen. Someone's going through some hallucinations right now. Amen, amen. You'll think you saw something, but that was a trick of the adversary. Amen, amen. When God told you it was going to happen, you saw something else. And you said, oh, God, look, the way it looks right now, that God ain't going to get me out of it. That is just a spiritual hallucination given to you by the devil, who is your enemy. Your enemy is insane. And one thing about people insane, amen, they have hallucinations. And amen to God, and hallucinations affect your five senses. So amen to God, what you are looking at right now, don't believe it. It's a hallucination. Amen. If God told you he's going to get you out of lack, amen, again, and then some trouble affect you, I want you to say out right now, it's just a hallucination. Somebody need to get up and start walking back and forth and say it's just a hallucination. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil is just trying to trick you. He's trying to get you crazy like he crazy. Amen. It's just an hallucination. If God said he going to do it, God ain't no fitness instructor. He is God. Hallelujah. Amen. He going to get the body of Christ in shape. Amen, amen. The devil can try to affect your body. He can try to affect you with hallucinations, show you stuff. And you say, oh, God, hallelujah, you told me you're going to heal me. But, amen, the doctor showed me some x-rays the other day. Or the doctor showed me this. Or the doctor told me that. Amen. I want you to, amen, if I got to look in his face and still believe God. And I want you to begin to say, it's just... a hallucination. It's just a hallucination. Oh, come on. Somebody's still praying right now. See, I need, this is one of the messages. You got to pray. You got to pray, amen to God. Because, amen to God, when you fight crazy people, amen, you can't fight them like other people. You got to restrain them. Amen. When the police see somebody crazy, usually when they go up to you, they stop you for a ticket, they'll walk right up to you, and amen, their defenses are down, and they're talking all cordial. But when they see somebody crazy, he said, well, let me call for some backup. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 This person needs to be restrained. Amen. In this particular prayer. Amen. Before we go into our message. Amen. Amen. God, I'm calling for backup because, amen, when I call on the line, I understand, amen, that the devil is here. Amen. God, and I'm going to need some backup. I understand that there's a strong man in the house, and I'm calling for backup because he needs to be restrained. Well, come on, somebody. Amen. Some prophet. Amen. Just took out a rope. Amen. The rope got bigger for this bigger demon. Amen. Some pastor took out the rope. I'm talking spiritually. Amen. Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Somebody is praying right now. Amen. Cover the word, God. Cover the word. Cover the message, God. Amen. Because, amen, God, people on this line have been suffering from hallucinations because the adversary, amen, sinned you. Because the adversary crazy. If you begin to entertain his thoughts, entertain his spirit, he will make you crazy like he is. And when you're crazy, you suffer from hallucinations. Amen, amen, amen. Your senses, amen, begin to get affected. Amen, amen. You start hearing things, amen, of God that ain't there. When God said, amen, I'm going to do it, he spoke that to you. You read it in the Bible. You heard preachers say it. People you don't even know said it, amen, of God. Amen, amen, amen. You heard this. But, amen, all of a sudden you're hearing other stuff. Amen, amen, of God. You're hearing, amen, of God. It ain't going to happen. You get those naysayers. Amen, amen. They try to speak over you and talk about generational curses. They say, well, you're know your daddy was like that. Amen. That's why he always going to be like that. Or she always going to act like that. And she ain't going to change. And they be speaking. See, that's in a hallucination. Oh, come on, come on. Somebody say that's just a hallucination. Amen. Whatever you go, I don't want you to talk about nobody else. Amen. And that's what Wilson ain't going through. No. I want you to apply this message to you because this is a rhema word for you. So, amen, I want you to say, amen, it was a hallucination. When that thing is affecting, amen, your hearing sense was affecting, amen to God, your sight, amen to God, and God then already told you how it's going to work out. See, the devil is insane. He keeps doing the same thing, even though he know how it's going to end, even though he know how the result is going to happen. He know God is going to get you out. He know God is going to heal you, but he still got to fight. Still got to mess with your senses. Somebody's still praying right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There are hallucinations in the church right now. Amen. Because of the enemy. Amen. When the enemy is insane, amen to God, amen, it begins to affect your five senses. And that is why, amen, you're hearing stuff in spite of what God said. That is why you're seeing stuff. It's like those are hallucinations that the adversary, amen to God. Beware of the wiles of the devil. See, the wiles of the devil is, he said, I'm trying to get you crazy like me. I'm trying to get you insane like me. He said, look at that insane video workout tape. Look at how he changed those people's body. They went from this to that because they did an extreme workout. So the devil said, I'm going to put the church through an extreme workout, and I'm going to affect the body of Christ drastically. Oh, but hallelujah, he didn't know about y'all on this line. He didn't know about these praying people on this line. Devil, you're crazy. Hallelujah. I'm not even going to entertain it. You're crazy. I heard the man of God yesterday. He said, what Prophet Michael Davis said, he said, don't even worry about amen to God. Just get away from him. Don't give him no excuse. What you say, bro, preacher, don't give him no excuse. Amen. Just say, God said, I got to get away from you. Come on, somebody. Don't even entertain him. Don't even talk to him. He said, amen to God. Because these people are suffering from hallucinations, and they're trying to take you away from what God did. They're trying to tell you God ain't going to do it. Amen. Ain't no way. It ain't no way to be celibate like that. That ain't God. That you ain't got to be celibate. Don't you know that they just made a law that the Catholic Church just, amen to God, said that the priests can start having relations now with women, then, you know, so now, you know, they not doing that old stuff no more, so, you know, y'all church might as well get up off of that celibacy stuff too now. I said, amen to God, you know, no man change. Man make up laws. Hallelujah. Man do things. Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar, and to God the things that are God. Hallelujah. Because God got a way to live. God got a body. Amen. He knows that if I can affect the body, amen, because whoever you lay with, amen, that spirit attaches itself to you like a host. Amen. Amen. Even when they're out the bed, they're still in your head. Oh, come on, somebody. When they're out the bed, they're still in your head, and you're still walking around. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, come on, come on, come on. And they're like a host. Amen to God. It's an affected host, and it's going throughout the body, and it's affecting them. All of a sudden, amen to God, you having hallucinations. Amen to God. Now you talking like you don't usually talk. It's affecting how you talk. It's affecting what you see. See, when you was, amen, led by the Spirit of God, you saw a certain way. But now, all of a sudden, amen to God, that you have laid down with somebody, amen, not of the faith, amen, now you're suffering from hallucinations. Now you talking like they talk now. Now you're walking like they walk. Hallelujah. I'll say amen then. Amen to God. I don't know what that was, but hallelujah anyhow.
And to it wasn't me, so.
Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. But hallelujah anyhow. But amen. So what we're saying is there's a hallucination going on. Amen. So keep on praying, saints. Amen. Get your ropes out. Amen, God, because we're touching something here. Amen, amen. Again, somebody is under hallucination. Amen to God, because there's a host. And when a host comes into the body, it affects the body. It has all these symptoms, and it gets sick. Amen. I'm talking about recalling God's faithfulness. Amen to God. The way that we get to recall God's faithfulness, amen, to God, like those cars that are under recall. When they left, amen, something was wrong with them. Said, bring them back, and you find out there was a host inside of it, that car had to be recalled because it needs an adjustment. Oh, come on, somebody. So, amen, to God, so we are recalling the saints today that called into this line. There's a host that's found its way in your ministry. There's a host that found its way inside your body. There's a host inside affecting how you act, how you look, how you, amen, react. But in the name of Jesus, amen, somebody praying right now. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. There's something inside of me, God. Amen. I need you to burn it out. Amen, amen. Amen. We about to go into our lesson. Amen to God. Can y'all still hear me?
See if God wants. We don't have to
listen. There's some things going on. Can y'all still hear me? Sister Ruby?
Yeah, I can hear you. Badges Bernard saying I shut a line off for a minute. So you get ready to pray and go ahead, go forth, Minister Democrat with the.
All right. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. 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 The devil don't like this. That's all right. Amen. I have to expose him. Amen. I need to let you know that the enemy is insane. And that's why he's trying to affect it. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, right now, God, we begin to touch and agree with, amen to God, amen to God, all these pastors on this line, amen, all these evangelists on this line, all, amen to God, these intercessors on this line. God, we begin to touch and agree. We begin to bind up this strong man as we recall God's faithfulness. In other words, God ain't going to let that insane thing affect the body of Christ. In spite of what they saw on television, amen, devil, that's not going to work. Amen to God. Hallelujah. So, amen to God, we speak to those demons today. Amen. We cancel your assignment in the name of Jesus. We speak to those hosts. Amen. When I speak about hosts, those things that would crept into the body and it's affecting the body. Amen. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen to God. Y'all seen these scientific movies where the host comes in and gets into the body and it affects the body, and now, amen to God, they see differently, and then they reacting differently to everything because they're not being controlled by God. Amen. But this is a spiritual recall going on right now. Amen. And I call on every preacher, every pastor, everybody that know anything about God. Amen to God. If you're on your knees, begin to pray with me in the name of, get your ropes out in the name of Jesus. Whatever you bind on earth going to be bound in heaven in the name of Jesus. I take it out. I take it out. I bind it in the name of Jesus. I bind that strong man. I bind him, oh God, on this line. I I bind him in that house. Amen. I bind that host. Amen. The God inside of that body. Amen. So what a host does, it attaches itself to the body and it eats off the body. Amen. God, it takes the energy from the body. And oh, come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we praying right now. We canceling assignments in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. I know who my God is. I'm not under a delusion. I'm not insane. I'm not suffering from hallucinations anymore. Amen. But I shake that off me in the name of Jesus. I shake off that hallucination. Amen. From my eyes. Those things. Oh, come on. This is renunciation. Those things that I thought I was seeing that God ain't going to do. I renounce that in the name of Jesus. I renounce that thing that I, amen, amen, that thing that I heard that I took into my spirit. I renounce it. Oh, God. And the thing that the way that I was feeling earlier before I called into this line. Amen. The devil trying to attach himself to my sensation. But I renounce that in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, somebody right now begin to bless. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. The book of 1 Kings, chapter number 18. Amen. Those of you that are online, follow us on BibleGateway.com. Amen. The book of 1 Kings, you can look in. We come from the King James Version, but you can go into another version, whatever you feel that you understand the best. And the Bible says, in verse number 21, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. They just looking. Amen, amen. Like people on this line, they just listening. Amen. But there's a showdown. I want you to, amen to God, begin to write some things down that you want God to burn up. Amen. I ask you to get some pencils out. I ask you to get some papers out. Begin to write them down because, amen to God, this is how we destroy the adversary. When you got your brothers and sisters on your line with you, amen to God, there's a lot of anointing on this line. Uh-huh. Amen to God. And the Bible says because of the anointing, the yoke is destroyed. Amen. So, amen to God. So there is, amen, a thing going on. Amen. There's been a recall. Amen to God, because we found out that many of us have host inside of us. Amen. And you might want to look up that word host and whatnot. Amen. It's an intruder. It's something that came from the outside and now is feeding off of you. You understand that your spirit, amen to God, is tired now. You understand that, amen to God, that you ain't like you are not 100% like you used to be because something has taken you over, amen to God. And this is what we, amen to God, are going to expose today. Amen. We talk about recalling God's faithfulness. Amen. So you begin to write them down. Amen. God, get it in hand, oh God. Oh, come on, come on. Somebody's still praying because as the word go forth, somebody's still praying. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. I'm like the police officer talking into my thing. Amen. I need backup in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We need to keep this thing restrained. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, amen, in verse number 23. Amen. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answer by fire, come on somebody, let him be the God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Now you need to understand that they've been used to, and the adversary has been used to, copycatting everything that God did. You remember that when Moses said, I want you to release the people in Exodus, and he said, and the reason to let you know that God sent me, I'm going to throw a rod onto the ground. It's going to turn into a snake. And then the other snakes, that could have been a slip. But amen to God, but these people are snakes, amen to God. This one, we're trying to copy God. Hallelujah, right? So these other prophets, they got together, and they threw their rods down. But then they understood that they saw that the man of God's rod ate up all those other snakes. When they threw it down, it changed in front of them. When they threw it to the ground, it changed in front of them. And God's ate all there. So now we see that the devil is not only crazy, he likes to imitate. He likes to act. He likes to pretend and whatnot. But what we see what happened was that God's, amen, was the real thing and ate up the fake. And what's going to happen here today, amen of God, the same thing, amen of God, as you begin to write those things down, amen of God, he said, I want you to bring it. Amen. Verse, amen of God, hallelujah. Amen. 21, amen of God, he talked to them about, I want you to bring some stuff. Amen. I mean, excuse me, verse 23. Let them therefore give us two bullocks and let them choose one for themselves. Now, you know, I don't know what your bullock is. Amen of God. I don't know what that thing was that you want God to burn up, but bring it. Write it down. There's something in your life right now that God's going to have to burn up. Amen to God. Amen, amen. And cut it into pieces. Amen, amen, amen. In other words, amen to God, just put it down here. Amen to God. I want everything. I want everything. And lay it on the wood. Amen. But don't try to do it yourself. Don't try to fix it yourself. I want you to write it down. Because you've been trying to fix it yourself. You've been trying to burn it up yourself. You've been trying to handle that problem yourself, but you couldn't do it yourself. Amen. Every time you tried to get rid of that drinking problem, you went back to it. Every time you dealt with the celibacy problem, you went back. Every time the drug problem, you went back. Every time the gossiping problem, you went back. Every single time you believed God for your healing, amen, you kept going back. Amen to God. But God said, just bring it and let me burn it. Somebody said, I'm going to let God burn it this time. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on. You might as well say it. I'm going to let God burn it this time. Because, amen, when you tried to do it, look what happened. You came back. Amen to God. You came back. Look what happened. The diagnosis came back. Look what happened. That habit came back. Look what happened. You allowed that person, that place, that thing to come back. So this time, I'm going to listen to what God said. God said, amen to God, I'm going to burn it. I just want you to bring it. Just bring it. Amen, 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 amen. You might need to get some things, amen of God, and put them in your living room while you're listening. I'm about to have God help me get rid of this. Might want to bring it before you right now. You might, if it's a pack of cigarettes, bring that. Amen. If it's pictures of men, pictures of women, amen, you might want to bring that. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Whatever, if it's a diagnosis, amen, amen, whatever it is, you might want to put that in front of you. Whatever, amen, that bullock is in your life. Bring it, because you want to hear God is going to, there's a recall going on. You have allowed a host to come into your house. You have allowed a host to come into your body and affect your body. But in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, amen to God, God is going to burn this thing out of you today. You've been trying to fix it, amen, before you called in this line, maybe 20 years. Before you called in this line, maybe 15, maybe 10, maybe, amen, a whole week you've been going through something. But you called in to the right place. God said, bring it. Amen. And let me burn it this time. Come on, come on, come on. I'm going to let God do it this time. When I tried to do it, it came right back to my mind. When I try to forget about it, I'm thinking about it all the time. Amen of God. But God said, amen, and listen to his instruction. And I will dress the other book, he said, and lay it down and put no fire under it. In other words, you don't, when he said put no fire under it, you don't try to do it yourself. Come on, somebody. You don't try to handle it yourself. You don't try to answer it yourself. Put no fire under it. And if you put fire, put the fire out in the name of Jesus. Everything that you try to do. Amen, God, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop. I'm giving it to God. I'm giving it to God. Sometimes you just got to give it to God. God said, give it to me. Amen. All this stuff is supernatural because naturally it can't burn, amen, God, when you put all that stuff together. Now watch this. Watch this now. Verse 24, and call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answered by fire. Amen. Let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, verse 25, and Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose ye one bullock for yourselves. Dress it. Dress it. You know, whatever you need to put on it. For ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under it. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even unto noon, said, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any answer, and they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass that Elijah mocked them and said, cry louder, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is on a journey maybe, or peradventure he might be asleep and must be awakened. Wake him up. In the name of Jesus, wake your God up. It seems like he ain't working for you. Amen. You know how people say, how that been working out for you? Well, I've been trying to work out myself. You know, I saw this commercial on television, and they said if I try this, amen, it'll get better. But how has that been working out for you? Amen. We talked about the other week, amen, of God, about how psychologists, amen, of God, they can only deal with the mental issues and whatnot. But these mental issues are affecting your body now and whatnot. So all they can do lots of time, they can just treat it and tell you, you're going to have to live with this crazy. You're going to have to live with this insanity. Amen to God. And you're just going to have to deal with it. I can't heal it, so I'm just going to give you things to make it bearable. But amen to God. God, Elijah said, I don't want to make it bearable. Amen to God. We're going to get rid of it today. Oh, come on, somebody. We're going to get rid of this today. Verse number 28, and they cried aloud and cut themselves. See, they hurt themselves. See, somebody on this line, they're trying to handle it themselves, and you hurt yourself. You hurt your family. You hurt the body. Amen. You disappointed the body. You disappointed your family. Amen. Because you tried to do it yourself. God said, put no fire under it. Been trying to work it out yourself. But there's a recall. Amen, amen. Because it's defective because you tried to fix it. You tried to put it together. And when you tried to do it without instructions, usually you have some pieces left over. Amen. How many times you put together an entertainment system? I don't need the directions. I got this. Amen, amen, amen. And you found, I got some extra pieces, but that's all right. And you put your TV and your stereo up there, and my God, you hear a sound, and then everybody running over there. I might have made a mistake. Amen, amen. How many of y'all, amen, when you didn't look at the GPS instructions in your car while you're driving? I got this. I don't need that. Then you find yourself in a valley. Your phone ain't working because there ain't no towers over there. You're around my mountains that you ain't seen before, and signs that say the exit is 20 miles away, and you're feeling some kind of way about it, and you're looking at the gas tank, and you say, Lord, you're going to help to get me out of this because I did not follow directions. God said, put no fire under it. Don't try to figure it out yourself, but just bring it. Amen. You're still writing it down. You still got your pencil in your hand. You still, amen, on your computer. You might say, I'm going to remember this, so I'm going to save this. Amen, amen. You're typing in your bullock, whatever your bullock is. Amen. That thing, amen, of God, that been affecting the host, that thing that been affecting the body. There's a recall going on. Hallelujah. God said recall. When you recall something, amen, you bring it back and you remember. Amen, of God. So in other words, I'm concerned about what's going on inside your head right now, and I'm concerned about what's going on in the body. So when I recall it, let me remember, I got to access my memory bank. When I recall, that means I have the ability to go back into a certain place and get what I need. Amen. While you are recalling, amen, that means, like on your computer, amen, amen, somebody said, well, baby, you ain't got that access. Amen. You got to get the administrator. Are you the administrator? Well, you can't. Well, I'm sorry, but you can't go in that one. You can just go on as a user. But, amen, the administrator needs to do this. So sometimes you can't even fix your own computer because you're not the administrator. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen to God. You sitting there with a problem. But that, unlike that person, God had made you an administrator over this body that he's assigned you to. And so you have access. Oh, bless his holy name. You have access. So when they recall it, I need you to recall something. That means you have access to go back up in there, and you won't get no blocks. Are you the administrator? Why, yes, I am. I have the password. And so you go up in there, and you type your password, and amen to God, you have access. And then all that information starts coming to you. But the other person that did not have the access, they can't understand because they ain't been praying like you've been praying. They ain't been fasting like they ain't been talking to God. The Bible says, amen to God, that the carnal man cannot understand the things of God because they are spiritually discerned. So, amen to God, the reason why, amen to God, you cannot get this, amen to God, and get that password last word, because you've been carnally minded, you chose food over fasting. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen to God. You chose other things over reading. You chose other things over, amen, stand down long enough, amen, to get God. Like I said last week, you got to reboot. You got to stay down long enough, amen. You got to get your signal refreshed. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Your cable went out. Amen. You didn't pay your cable bill, so they turned your cable off. They turned your internet off. Amen, amen. And when they turned it back on, amen, still nothing happened. And you got to call them back and say, amen, amen, I need you to refresh my signal. Amen. Somebody on this line today, amen, said, well, I paid my bill, God, and it's still not on. I did what you told me to do, and it's still not. God said, amen, now I'm going to refresh your signal. Amen. Just wait. Just wait. Just wait. Amen. Wait 2 hours or wait 3 hours. Wait however long. But wait, because I'm going to do it now. Amen. Now that you did what you were supposed to do. Amen. Now that you paid your bill. Oh, bless his name. Amen. 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 I'm going to refresh. Yo, come on, somebody, amen, get me a signal refresh. Amen, write it down, write it down. Whatever it is, amen, that's been bothering you, whatever you've been trying to fix yourself, we're going to give it to God today. This is a spiritual recall. I'm recalling God's faith from the recall. In other words, God, I have access. When God reminding you, you have access. And amen, and he's telling you, give it back to me. Amen. I talked about earlier. Remember I told y'all, you don't want to be no shoplifter walking around with stuff that don't belong to you. Amen. God hate that. He see people coming to his store and he watch you stealing stuff. He said, wait now. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you pay for that? You ain't got enough to pay for that because Jesus died for you. Amen to God. Amen. He already. See, so what you taking that for? That belongs in the store. Amen to God. So a lot of stuff that's on your table that you've been trying to fix, you stole it. Spiritually, you stole it because God said, give it to me. Amen. Give it back to me. In other words, amen to God, stop trying to take on to you what that don't belong to you. Amen to God. The answer don't belong to you. That belongs to God. He said, I am the answer. So if he is the answer and you walking around like you got the answer, you saying that you God. And then you caught up in an adultery situation because every time you're trying to fix it, you saying you God. When God said he is God. And we know how God feels about people serving other gods. So we begin to see what happened to them other people. Amen. That served these other gods. He began to make fun of them and whatnot and said, maybe he don't hear you. Verse 30. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the son of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar as a great as would contain 2 measures of seed. Amen to God. So he dug a trench. Amen, amen, amen. He dug something. And then it says, verse 33, and he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces. He's doing like you right now. He's bringing it all out there that he's going to let God burn it. And said unto him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water. Because you need to know that what you are going through right now is impossible. Somebody call into this line today because you need a miracle. Because, amen, your eyes told you, because you under the hallucination, that there is no way this can be fixed. You are under that illusion. You have been listening to people talking, and they said, ain't no way in the world you're going to get out of this. Amen. And he dumped water on it. And water don't burn. Water can't burn. Water can't catch fire. He said, you not only put all that stuff, but you're submerged in water. Ain't no God can do that. No God can get you out. It's impossible. Somebody looking at all the stuff in front of you right now that you have written, you might went and grab some stuff, amen, that you want God to get rid of, and what can you try to get rid of, and you looking at it, you say, there is no way, God. People tried to get me off of this. They tried to get me away from this man, and I can't do it. They've been trying to get me away from this woman, and they can't do it. They've been trying to get me off of this drug, this alcohol. They can't do it. They've been trying to get me out of this gambling, but they can't do it. But God, hallelujah, amen, it's impossible. People done tried it already. I appreciate you talking, God, but it's encouraging, but you ain't going to be able to do this. And you put water over it, now you just made it impossible. Somebody probably looking at letters and whatnot and bills and people saying, if you don't come with it by today or by this day, and it seems impossible, but you remember so many times God got you out. See, that's the definition of insanity. When you do something over and over again, knowing how it's going to turn out. Amen to God. See, that's what happens. Every now and then we get insane. You know God is going to get you out of it, but you keep doing the same doubt. You keep doing, oh, come on, I'm talking to somebody, even if I'm talking to myself. Hallelujah. Amen. And you found yourself in a situation and you become insane and you begin to entertain that insane spirit. Lord, I don't know, God, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And God said, you know I'm going to get you out of this. We've been here before, but you just saying, amen, I don't know, God, but look water on it this time, Lord. Water is on it, God, water is on it. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Ain't nobody got out of this before. This ain't never happened before. Somebody said, if you want God to do something he never did before, you're going to have to be willing to do something you never did before. Amen. God, I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to just believe. Amen, amen, amen. I believed you to a measure, but this time I'm going to believe you wholly. Amen, amen. This is a miracle. Somebody called in here today. I need a miracle because they just threw water on it. Amen. I had a chance of the lightning striking it before, amen to God, because it was all in one place. Amen. See, sometimes all your problems is all in one place. All your problems is coming from the same place. He said, put it in a trench. Found out that all my problems happening at work. Well, all my problems happening at home. All my problems happen in this prayer group or that prayer group. All my problems happen when I'm around this. It's all in the same place, God. Hallelujah. I need you to do a move. Amen. Oh, all my trouble is coming from one place. All my problems coming from one place. All my situations is coming from one place. So now that they are in the same place, God said, don't put no fire onto it. I'm about to do some things. Throw some water on it. Now you really, Lord, you must don't love me. Amen. Because just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, oh, come on, somebody. You prayed for God to do something before you came on this line. And just before it happened, it got worse. And you said, Lord, amen to God, now this is going on. I prayed. I know I prayed. I know I paid my tithes. I know I fasted. I know, amen to God, I've been living right. I know, God, I know what I did right. But now it got worse. Somebody on this line said it got worse. Amen, amen, amen. You're looking at something in front of you. It got worse. The pain got worse, amen to God. Hallelujah. The misery got worse. The sickness got worse. The addiction got worse, amen to God. Amen, and I prayed and I brought it to you. But God, now there's water on it. It done got worse. I'm talking about recalling God's faithfulness. See, amen, the devil is crazy because, amen to God, he keep doing the same thing over and over, and God keep beating him. He beat him, amen, before you was born. He beat him before your mother was born. He beat the devil before your father was born. He beat the devil before your father's father was born. He beat the devil before he was even thought about. He beat the devil before your parents even knew one another. Amen. He already, amen, had a way that he was going to bless your life. He knew you. The Bible said, amen, when it was in heaven. Amen. He said, let us make them in our image. Who was he talking to? Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. See, when God speaks, he speaks in the future and in the present. Amen. God, see, he can talk. Even, I already know what tomorrow's going to happen. I know what's going to happen the day after tomorrow. Amen. I already knew what you was going to go through. So we get to verse, amen, number 38. Then, amen, sorry to say then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen, amen. We're talking about your taste and see. Amen. God's going to lick up your problems. Amen. God licked up the water that was in the trench. In the trench, all your problems is in one place. Amen. God, but when you go to work tomorrow, watch this. Amen. God can fix it at your job. Watch this. God can fix it at your house. Watch this. He can fix it in your church, in your congregation. Watch this. Amen. He can fix it, amen, every time you go to that store. He can fix fix it every time you go around these particular people. He can fix it in those particular prayer groups and prayer meetings. He can fix it. Oh, bless his name. When they're in the trench, God, they all, you know, sometimes, God, all my problems are coming from the same place. But God said, amen to God, he caused the fire. Amen. Then the fire came. Hallelujah, the consuming fire. Amen. Verse 39, and when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord is the God. The Lord, he is the God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal. Let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon and slew them there. Amen. Every demon, see, this is how you kill it. Amen. God, you don't let nothing live. You don't let nothing get away. Amen. 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 God is going to get rid of all of them. He's going to get rid of all those habits. Amen. All those people, places, and things. He said, if you give it to me, I can get rid of everybody. Amen. Because they're going to try to run. They're going to try to get away and whatnot. And they're going to try to come back. But amen, God said, slew them now. In the name, I want you to renounce. This is renunciation. Amen, God, I've been trying to do it, and I can't do it by myself. Amen, come on, somebody get your ropes out. Amen, you got pastors on this line with you. You got evangelists on this line with you. You got prophets on this line with you. You got a prophetess on this, oh, come on, somebody. Amen, you got intercessors on this line with you. Amen, when they try to run, there is no hiding place down here. Amen, the Spirit of God is everywhere right now. The Spirit of God is in your home right now. The Spirit of God is over your ministry right now. That's anointing that you're feeling right now. Lord, I got something I need you to burn up. Amen. Let them do it. Amen. It looked like it got worse. But amen, give it to God. And God's going to send the fire. And that fire that it comes, amen, you're going to wake up one day and say, amen to God, I don't feel nothing. You're going to see, amen, feeling a table, a hard table, amen, amen, under beneath you. And you're going to be sitting down, amen to God, with a gown on in the hospital, and a doctor going to come back and shake his head and like he upset, and you're going to say, what's wrong? I don't see nothing. It's like it's gone. It's like it was never there. I don't see nothing. And getting upset because God done burned it, because you done gave it to God. You're going to be, amen, into a place, and then all of a sudden, like I told you, them hallucinations make you feel stuff, make you see stuff, hear stuff that ain't there. All of a sudden, the hallucinations going to be gone. You're going to walk into a group of people, amen to God, when you had problems with, and you go, well, they're going to be coming up to you, good morning, and they're going to be coming up to you apologizing, and they're going to be coming up to you saying, amen to God, hallelujah, amen to God, I've been praying, and God told me this, God, I'm trying to tell you that God is going to affect your atmosphere, amen, from this prayer, amen to God, when you've been recalled, and you've been obedient to the Lord, and you done brought it to God, and let God burn it up, and you didn't put no fire to it, God is going to do it, amen to God, oh, come on, somebody, hallelujah, amen to God, somebody say amen to God, that when I gave it to God, that's when he blessed me, when I gave it to him. Amen. He blessed me. When I gave it back, when I went to Jesus and I said, Lord, I'm accused. I done stole stuff that didn't belong to me. That worrying, God, because, amen, I went to your store and I stole it. I should give it back to you. You told me you handling it. Here, that's yours again. He said, all right, now go on back, daughter. Amen. He said, oh, Lord, hallelujah. I was worried. I didn't know how you was going to work this out. Amen. God, so I took it. Amen. But I'm bringing it back today. He said, all right, my child. All right, brother preacher. Amen. You all right. You all right with me. Amen, amen, amen. Give it back. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Somebody is giving it back to God. Amen, amen. With every single thing that you got in front of you. Lord, I'm giving it back. Amen. If you wrote it down, write it off, cross it out, and say, Lord, I'm giving this back to you. This is not me. I tried to handle it, and look what happened. Amen. I'm crossing this out. Amen. I'm giving that back to you, God. This is a recall. This is a recall. I'm giving that back. Amen, to God. See, one thing about a recall, a company has the ability. I don't care how many I need to recall back. I have the money, I have the finances, I have the ability to fix everything that I made. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen, amen. But you got a million cars. I don't care if I got a million cars. The company says everything that I made, I have the ability to fix in the name of Jesus. And if God made you, I don't care how many other thousand people he is blessing right this second, he has the ability to fix you. And you called into this land broken. You called in this land wounded, weary, and sad. Somebody said, amen. I came to Jesus as I was. I was wounded. I was weary and sad, but I found in him a resting place, and he had made me glad. Hallelujah. You came to him like you was and said, I believe that God that made me has the ability to fix me. I believe that. Oh, come on, come on, come on, somebody walking with me. Amen. Somebody need to just get this in their spirit. I believe that the God that made me has the ability to fix me. Oh, come on, come on. If Toyota can do it, amen, they made millions of cars. If you believe Toyota can do it, and they can fix everything that they made, you tell me you don't believe that God can fix everything he made? Amen, amen, amen. Well, this door is too dented on this car. I don't think they can fix that. But the light just keep coming on, and I've been trying to fix it myself. Amen. It keep leaking oil. It keep doing this. It keep doing that. Amen. But the dealership say, bring it. See, when you bring it to other folk and they work on it for a cheaper price, amen, you don't know what you're getting. You don't have a warranty. But the dealer said, amen, amen, because I made it, because I know every crevice, because I know everything that you're going through, every thought, because I made you, if you bring it back to me, I guarantee you, I put it on the thing, I'll find out what's wrong with it, and I will fix it. I will diagnose you. Oh, come on. Somebody on this phone know about diagnosis. Amen. When you go back to the dealer, he made the car, so he's going to take you and fix you in the name. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody ain't been going to the dealer. Somebody been going somewhere else, but you ain't been going to the dealer. Amen to God, and you got what you paid for. Look at you. You're saying, well, Lord, I brought, you know, they said, amen to God, I ain't want to. They told me that hardly the brakes was going to cost this much. Amen. They told me that the engine, you know, when your engine seized up on you, amen to God, and you gotta replace that thing and whatnot. You got the mechanic down the street said, well, they're going to charge you about like $1,000-something for that anyway. So I can rebuild that for you for $400 and a pack and a six-pack. And you'd be like, oh, really? And it worked for about a week, and then you got that problem again. You said, bro, and he not answering his phone. You said, hey, now, I got a problem with that. See, but when you with the Lord, I made it, and I can fix it. I made it, and I can fix it. There's a recall going on right now. Do you believe that the God that made you is bigger than that Toyota? Do you believe that the God that made you is bigger than General Motors? If General Motors can do a recall, amen, and say that, amen of God, there were thousands of things that went wrong with thousands of calls that we sent out. But if you bring them back, we made them, we can fix them. God made you. You might say, well, I don't even go to church. Don't matter. God made you. He can fix you. Say, so, well, I don't even know if my faith where it should be at yet, but I just know that God led me to this line. Don't worry about it. Amen. If God made you, he can fix you. Amen. The guy said, well, I don't even know how to pray. I don't even remember the last time I prayed. The Bible didn't say try to understand. He said, only believe. If God made you, he can fix you. We speak this into your spirit right now. This is a spiritual recall. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. Just a few more seconds. Amen. We ask that you continue to bind with me. Amen. That prophet, that preacher, that pastor, that evangelist, amen. I got that intercessor. You, amen, and you. Amen, amen. I need you just to begin to pray with me. God, you made this. You can fix this. God, you made me. You can fix me. Hallelujah. I believe you can fix me. Oh, come on. Somebody just need to say it out loud. I believe you can fix me. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Even if you need to do a shabak, even if you need to say it out loud, let the devil know. Amen to God. Amen to God. I'm not going to put no fire under it because it don't work when I try to do it. But, Lord, I believe that you can fix me. I believe it. I believe you can fix me. This is what I believe. I believe it. And I believe, and then when you begin to believe something, amen, it begins to activate something inside of you. I see the Hebrew boys and whatnot. Amen. They are inside of the fire. And they said, Lord, the door been shut. This man done turned up the fire. And he's trying to kill me. But I believe you can fix this. God didn't even have to open up the door to fix it. God didn't even have to take them out of the fire to fix it. But God, amen, activated something inside of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego where they begin to get fireproof. Amen. Oh, come on, somebody. God didn't take them out. He began to put something inside of them. And he said, adapt in the name of Jesus. Adapt, adapt. Look up the word adapt. Adapt. God can adapt you to things that won't affect you. Amen to God. When you get off this line, God's going to put that spirit in your house. Amen. Of adaption. Amen. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They was in the fire. Amen to God. But God said, it ain't going to burn you. You're going to walk. Oh, come on. Somebody been walking around in fire. Amen. They've been believing God. And said, Lord, I ain't burnt up yet. God, I ain't gave up yet. I ain't left the church yet. I ain't jumped out in the marriage yet. Amen to God. Amen. I ain't killed nobody yet, Lord. Come on. I kept my mind, God. Oh, amen. I don't smell like smoke. Amen. I walk through there. I don't even look like what I've been through. Amen. I go home to the fiery pit every night. I go to work and I go home to the fiery pit. Amen. I go to church. I go home to the fiery pit. But I come back to church. I don't smell like smoke. I come back to work. I don't smell. Oh, come on. I'm telling you what God can do when you give it to him. God can get in your situation and make you adapt so it don't affect you. Amen to God. He said, I'm going to let you be there, and then I'm going to move you out. Amen, amen. See, when I do a recall, I put you on the diagnosis thing. Amen, and then that when I'm finding out, amen, I'm not showing myself, but I'm showing you what's wrong with you. You finding out all that stuff that was inside of you when you're on that diagnosis thing. Amen, I can see Shadrach meant to go, amen, see, fire is a purifier. Amen, it begins to clean up. Amen, it burns stuff out. You wouldn't pray that hard if you wasn't in the fire. You wouldn't have fasted that much if you wasn't in the fire. You wouldn't have believed that much if you wasn't in the fire. But amen to God, you was in the fire, and God began to activate. Amen, amen, amen. Look at you. I'm talking to some people. Something has just been activated. Amen. When you hang up this phone, it's not going to affect you. Amen. Because God has activated it. And so, see, when you do a spiritual recall, if God made you, he can fix you and give you to the ability to go through anything. And not only did he do that, he got into the fire with them. Don't you know that Jesus loves you? Amen. You're his friend. You're his friend. You get that? You're not just a believer. You're his friend. What you've been doing, all that prayer you've been praying, all that fasting, all that witnessing, all that telling people about him, you're his friend. So he's in the fire with you. And you need to understand that you're not by yourself. Recall God's faithfulness. Amen. The devil wants you to believe, amen to God, that he's going to affect you. He sends hallucinations. He sends delusions. Amen to God. We saw that right there, that in that battle. Amen. They tried to do what the prophet did. They thought that their God was going to burn up everything. But when he threw water on it and made it impossible, they just started to walk away and start cutting themselves. Say, you know what? It's done. But God said, amen to God, not only that. Amen. You ain't going to kill yourself. God said, I'm going to kill you, the enemy. Amen. That's why you notice he ain't let them kill themselves. They was cutting themselves. And I said, no. I want the person that you've been bothering to know who killed them. The people of God took them out in the name of Jesus. See, this is the power of God. All these intercessors on the line with you, they're going to take them out. We're going to chase them away just like he did, like he charged. I charge every prophet on this line. I charge every pastor, every evangelist to chase them, amen, away from them, oh God, those that wrote that thing down on their pieces of paper, amen, amen, when those fake people, fake prophets, fake, amen, prophecies, fake whatever it was, amen, of God, fake diagnosis, fake pain, fake hurt, fake, amen, loss, fake lack, fake, when all them demons in the house heard this message, amen, amen, they're trying to run into somebody else on this phone, rebuke them, I want you to chase them, get your ropes out one last time, amen, amen, and chase them, amen, somebody say the blood of Jesus, chase them, amen, that they don't go in nobody else's house, chase them in the name of Jesus, come on, I charge you, amen, to activate that thing that God gave you. I charge you to activate that anointing that God put inside of you, that it don't give nobody phone, that there be no backlash, that there be no retaliation. I charge you to use that anointing that God has put inside of your spirit. I charge you to use that discerning spirit that God has charged you with, and amen to God, to chase those demons out this house. Chase them out that congregation. Chase them out that woman's mind. Chase them out that man's mind. Chase them out that ministry. Chase them out that congregation. Chase them. Oh, come on. Use your authority. Somebody standing up right now and saying the blood of Jesus. Come on. Use your authority in the name of Jesus as we close this message. The blood of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. I'm recalling God's faithfulness in the name of Jesus. God is burning it up right now. And then men of God, and he chased them all away. Who he used to chase them away? He used his men of God. The prophet used his, he said, all y'all, chase them prophets down and kill them. Chase them down, prophet. Chase them down, evangelist. Chase them down, pastor. Chase them down, intercessor, and kill that spirit with your prayer. In the name of the blood of Jesus, chase them. Chase them. See, with the authority, the devil didn't understand who was on this phone today. He didn't understand the anointing that was on his phone today. He didn't understand who he had to fight. He thought you were fighting by yourself. Remember, he got tricked today. See, when somebody is insane, they're not in the fullness of their mind. See, the devil ain't in the fullness, and that's his weakness. So he follows you to this line. But the pastors on here is going to chase him out your life. They're going to chase him out your ministry. They're going to chase him off your children, off your marriage, in the name of Jesus, off your body, that diagnosis. Chase him. Come on, preacher. Come on, come on, come on, pastor. Come on, evangelist. Come on, intercessor. Come on, prophetess. Pray, 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 pray. Chase them in the name of Jesus. You've been given authority. You've been given anointing. You've been given power. Amen. Greater things shall you do, because I go unto the Father in the name of Jesus. Oh, we speak this. Amen. As I recall, I recall. I've been walking back and forth. Amen. Until I feel something under my feet. Oh, that's a demon. Come on, come on. I'm walking. Oh, come on, come on. Hallelujah. You've been charged. Amen. To fight for your brother today. You've been charged to fight for your sister today. You've been charged. Amen. Amen. To get that thing out of there. You have authority. God said, I've given the authority. Amen. To the fivefold ministry. Amen. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Somebody said, I don't believe in them. Amen. But they're still here. I don't believe God's going to do it. And he still did it. In spite of, hallelujah, hallelujah, in spite of what you believe. Amen, amen, because the devil is insane. Oh, come on, come on, come on. He ain't used to this. But we speak this in your life. We speak this and we release this into the phone. Hallelujah, not by power, nor by might, but by his spirit. Amen, the same self-spirit that he put inside of you. And you, to help fight for your sister, to help you fight for your brother. We speak this prayer in Jesus' name, and we seal it till the day of redemption in Jesus' name. And somebody said, amen. Hallelujah. Begin to praise him. Just one few seconds. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Begin to praise him. There's a difference. There's a difference going on in your house. Amen. Your brothers and sisters just help you fight. Don't you understand? That's why God put the body together. You ain't meant to fight by yourself. You wasn't built to move by yourself. And the members on the body, if the body was a whole foot, amen, where would the leg be? Where would the arm be? Everybody on here got a different duty, a different position. Amen. And when they play their position and be where, when the hand do what the hand's supposed to do, hallelujah, when the foot do what it's supposed to do, oh, and the head do what it's supposed to do, and the fingers and the toes, oh, and the back that supports everything. Oh, come on, come on. Hallelujah. When things come together, God will bless and God will move in Jesus' name. I'm going to live so God can use me anywhere and anytime. I'm going to live so God can use me, yeah, anywhere, yeah, anytime. I'm going to preach so God can use me anywhere. Come on, anytime. I'm going to preach so God can use me, yeah, anywhere, yeah, anytime. I'm going to live so God can use me, hallelujah, anywhere. Hallelujah. Anytime I'm going to live so God can use me, yeah, anywhere, yeah. Anytime I'm going to talk so God can use me anywhere. And anytime I'm going to talk so God can use me, yeah, anywhere, yeah. And anytime. In Jesus' name, God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you, Sister Ruby.
Woo! Linda C. Democrat, what a word. I say, you say, bring it and let it get burned up today, but let God burn it up. Woo!
All right. All right.
All right, Holy Ghost. And then you went sang your song. You got church on. It was anointed.
Hallelujah, 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 Lord.
Woo! flesh and so excited for that word, okay?
Hallelujah.
But we have, I'm not going to take the time. We have quite a few of y'all on. We're going to get right to you, but we've been praying for Michael, Prophet Michael Lewis' daughter, and he's on now, so I'm going to go to him and report for us a word. Prophet Lewis.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I came right when he was mentioning about the water being lapped up. And,
yes, sir.
It's ironic that I walked in right on that point because on Sunday, that's the exact thing that I was preaching. And when I talked to Isaiah in the sacrifices,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That he is good. In spite of everything that went on in Isaiah's life, I was saying God was good. And for
some
of you that don't know, my daughter was on the way to church with me on Sunday, her birthday. She just turned 34. We pulled up in front of the church, and she began to gyrate. And it caught my attention, and I turned to her and said, "Baby, you all right?" And she was non-responsive. And then she didn't answer, so I grabbed her by the face and turned her head so she could look at me, and I said, "Are you all right?" And as soon as I said that, her eyes rolled to the back of her head, and I said, "The devil is a lie. Ain't no way I'm going to go pick up my baby, and you fist to bring her right here, and you fist to kill her? I don't think
my
so."
Lord,
see,
Lord,
Job,
my Lord, my Lord.
Job understood something. Even though he might have said it in a way that we understand now, that's not what he meant. He said, "Though the Lord slay me, yet will I trust." Well, it's not the Lord that's doing the slaying, but God told Satan, "Have you considered my servant, Brother Michael?" Well, the devil knew he afflicted my body. I done had several heart attacks, several strokes, and none of these things have stopped me from doing the will of God. So he figured on this day, if I afflict his daughter, he's not going to preach. The devil is a lie. I sent my baby on. I prayed the prayer of faith and told God she's in your care. And I like something else you said, Minister, and I'm riding on this. When you said about the dealership, well, see, my baby had to go back to the dealership because something was wrong with the body. You know, when you get a used car or a brand new car and something wrong with it, and you done, like you said, you didn't try to fix it, sometimes you gotta take it back to the dealership.
This
is all that is required. She had to go back to the dealership. So the doctor's doing everything in their power, but right now my baby is communing with the dealer or the dealership.
My Lord, he made her body.
So, you know, her vital organs, as they said on yesterday, they all shut down. And, you know, the kidney, the liver, the lungs, the heart, and they don't know nothing about the brain. I say, well, this is what we're going to do because I got faith. We're going to go one organ at a time, one step at a time. So
my Lord,
hooked her up to dialysis not too long ago. I was at a funeral. Brother Greg Wood's sister, Leola, died, so I left the hospital long enough to go pay tribute with them. But in the meantime, I called the hospital because I knew the hour in which they were going to do this, and this is the report. They said, we gave her the dialysis, and she accepted it. So it took real well. Yeah, this particular thing that they done, it took well, but she said when they did something for the liver, the enzymes and the sugar from the whatever medication they gave for the liver, they said it skyrocketed. I'm like, it's okay. But the liver, I mean, the liver was the main concern, the kidney getting it back right hooked up with the dialysis so the blood can be refiltered. You know, sometimes you got to pay attention to that blood because God said life is in the blood. So he's doing what he need to do with her blood to get her liver straight, and whatever's going on with the kidney, he's going to get that straight. And even though they say our heart is not functioning to full capacity, it's yet still functioning. And then they said, you know, the brain activity ain't there. I said, but my baby hear me. She know my voice because she hears God's voice. So
yes, God.
They got upset the other day because I read in the Bible where Jesus put some of the people out because they didn't believe. So I told some nurses, if anybody come through this door that ain't believing like I'm believing, don't let them in. So they let somebody in, and I had to walk back there and escort them back out. I don't need no negative spirits coming over there already holding a sermon talking about you lived a good life. Oh, no, she ain't
my
done
Lord,
yet.
Lord. Come on, please.
She's
come
not
on,
done.
Come on,
God
come on.
Promised me. So
come
I'm
on.
Holding on
That's
to
right.
the faith
Shut
of God,
down.
The word of God. I'm standing on the promises of
yes,
God.
Sir.
And I
yes,
want to
sir.
Thank everybody that's praying. You know, we in the trenches. This is trench work. You know, when you're in the
That's
heat
right.
of a battle, sometimes you got to get down in the trenches to protect yourself and those that you're fighting with. So God got us down in the trenches, but we still at war. Don't by no means think we taking a break. Oh, no, I just come home long enough to change clothes, get out the suit. I'm going to go right back up to the hospital, walk them floors again, and it's like this, and I'm going to be done. They got such a praise report that when I asked everybody for that 11 o'clock prayer, man, the reports that are coming back from everybody
yes,
that was on that floor, they passed by, they said they felt the anointing of God, and some of the people that were in there sick, they have been transported out, and some have even been sent home. So even though we were there for my daughter, one thing about God, his spirit, it's going to go where he wants it to go to. So we sent the word, not just for my daughter. I said, Lord, everybody on this floor, everybody in the hospital. So I thank and praise God. I'm believe me, I'm encouraged. I'm hurt, you know, delirious, confused, tired. But
yes,
my faith is still strong in God. That's the main key. I mean, my faith is more increased now than it ever been. I told a friend this morning,
yes,
I said, man, I've been elevated. I feel the elevation. I don't know exactly where God is going with this, but I know where my faith at on this issue, with this matter. I mean, I didn't have some
yes,
preachers,
sir.
Pastors
yes,
that I had to correct because their faith, it ain't where mine is. And they said
my
that.
My
they
Lord.
Say, You looking at the spiritual, but in the natural, if this, I say, no, go back to where you just said. The spiritual, that's exactly where I'm living. Because it's
yes,
first
sir.
Spiritual, then natural with God. So I
yes,
know what
sir.
God is doing in the operating of his spirit. He said, they that worship him must worship him in the flesh. I think that's what the Bible said. Because that's the way
in
they
spirit.
Responded. It said, no, he said, in spirit. And in truth. So if you feeling
yes,
I'm too spiritual, then you need to get out this room.
Come on.
So that's where I'm at. So Minister Democrat, brother,
yes, sir.
I know it was the will of God that I left the funeral when I left, went
yes,
got
sir.
Me some chicken, came home, and it dawned on me. I said, wait a minute, it's almost 2 o'clock. The Sister Adrian still got the New Destiny on. I said, well, yeah, let me tune in. And right there is when you got to talking about the prophet, Elijah.
Yes, sir.
And man, look, the God that answered by fire, he said, let him be God. So God is answering
That's right.
my prayer with fire.
That's right. Because
I prayed and asked God to save my babies. I asked God to deliver my family, and he's doing that. We don't understand how he does his handiwork, but I see his hand all on this. It's all
yes,
up
God.
In that. And I'm not mad. I am not upset. I am
yes,
well
God.
I am well pleased.
Hallelujah.
So pray my
Hallelujah.
Strength in the
Lord. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the
yes.
shadow of the Almighty.
Hallelujah.
That's the book. That's the book. Hallelujah.
Did you want to
Thank
pray? You know. Did you want to pray for his daughter, Minister Democrat, while he's on? Then we're gonna. We thank y'all for holding on because we wanted to know about. Prophet Michael Lewis' daughter, and all of us have been praying for him on this block on New Destiny Ministry. So, Minister Democrat, would you, before
Hallelujah,
we leave,
Lord, even now, God. Hallelujah,
yes.
amen, amen, amen. As we attach, amen, again, hallelujah, as we get our roots out once again, oh God. Amen,
yes.
we attach with our brothers and sisters, God, like in the message. Amen. We didn't give amen to God. He didn't chase them by himself.
Yeah.
Amen. But he called on the men and women of God, the people around him, to chase away those false prophets, those doubting spirits, and he chased them away, oh God, even now, God. Hallelujah. We cancel that devil's assignment. Amen. That general demon, that principality that's been assigned to buffet this man of God. Hallelujah. We come against him. The blood of Jesus is against you. We see you, devil. Hallelujah. And we attack you with the authority and the promise that God said. He said if we dwell in a secret place. Hallelujah. Amen. Under the shadow of his Almighty. He said, amen to God. Hallelujah. That he is my refuge. Hallelujah. And that's what I'm going to believe, God. God is my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee. Oh, come on, in the name of Jesus. He shall cover thee with feathers. Under his wings shall thou trust. His trust shall be the shield and the buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, for the arrow that flieth by day. We speak this Psalms 91 into your life. Amen. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes. Know that this, that God is able. Amen. It ain't going to be the first time that he rolls somebody up. Amen. Because you've seen it before. You've been on this planet for a little while. You've seen God do it before. So God, what we asking, oh God, is that you do it again. Amen. I've seen you do it for other folk. Oh, God, but this time, the man, Lord said, do it for me. Hallelujah. God, this is your friend talking to you. Amen, amen, amen. I'm not just whatever, but Lord, I'm your friend. You said you will call us your friend. God, I want you to bless your friend today, God. Hallelujah. I got you to work in his stead today, God. God, bless your friend. We done went to you for other folk. But God, we going to you for your friend today. God, do something for your friend. Your friend needs you to do a miracle, God. Friend, even as we are on this line, we know you are able, God. Amen to God. Oh, God, what we are looking at, the diagnosis, those are just hallucinations, God. The adversary sends hallucinations. But Lord, we don't believe our eyes. We don't believe our ears, oh God. Oh God, but we believe you in the name of Jesus. God, bless your friend, God. Cover him, God. Oh God, and show him a miracle, God. Oh God, that he will have a testimony. Oh God, that tell him we speak this, oh God. Oh God, that your name do it, God. Not by power, nor by might. Oh God, but by your spirit right now. All your brothers and sisters are touching and agreeing with you right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we're waiting for a testimony. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. That insanity that's going around, the stuff that they want you to see, the stuff that they want you to hear, the stuff that they want you to feel, those are hallucinations. Those are delusions. And we rebuke the delusion that they're trying to send on you right now, in the name of Jesus. I only see what God want me to see. And I only hear what God want me to hear. I speak this over his life even now, God. Hallelujah. When the water comes rushing on him, oh God. Oh God, raise up that standard. We speak this in Jesus' name.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Somebody said amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Be encouraged, my brother. Hallelujah. God is able and will do what he said he will do. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
God bless. We still praying for your daughter, Mike. Want to give us her name?
Tracy Self, S-E-L-F as in Frank. Self.
Okay.
Yes, God.
Okay, God
hallelujah,
bless.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're looking for the testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, God.
That's why we came in and let you come on to find out what was the status report of your daughter.
Yes,
God bless.
Yes,
and thank you
I'm
so much.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Liberal Democrat. Okay, we go on. Who dropped off? Minister Democrat. But anyway, we're going to, you know what we got, Prophet Darlene, Sister T, Brother Chad, we're coming to you all in just a minute. We're going to Sister T. Prophet Darlene dropped off. We're going to Sister T.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. He is worthy. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you're doing right now, Father. We thank you for Evangelist Bernard, for Liberal Democrat, for you, Mother Ruby, and I, as I hear my brother, Prophet Michael Lewis, on the line, I just thank God for what he's doing with his daughter, Father. I thank God that he allowed us to be there praying. Hallelujah. So we just thank and bless God for her healing. We already praying and healing for her body in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word that came forth on today, Father. As I was singing this back, I said, Lord, the word is coming forth, and I just hear how the Lord is just purifying his people, how he's just blessing us in so many special ways, and he's sending so many people to just bring word and knowledge and vision and wisdom to our lives. So I thank you, Liberal Democrat, for so eloquently preaching that word. Oh, God, I thank God for what he's doing in our lives and in my life and the life of the ministry. I just want you to continue to pray for us. And Pastor B said she was able to listen, but she had to go. But she just wanted to let you guys know that she loves
Amen.
You.
Amen. We back home to God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah.
We just thank God for you. We was hollering and screaming in the house as you was preaching the word of God. So
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Love the God that's inside of you. And you just keep going forth in God's word, and we're going to keep being inspired, and we keep being on fire for what God is doing in our life. All I can say is hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For saving me. Hallelujah.
Worthy.
Pray my sinner for hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Keep recalling God's faithfulness. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah.
We thank y'all so much for being patient and waiting, because we wanted to get to Michael, and the word was such anointed, so we're glad of that. We see Brother Chad on the line. Is Evangelist Bernard with you, our founding host, Brother Chad?
Hello?
God bless you.
Yeah, Brother Chad, God bless you.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying today's word, today's call, God's faithfulness. And I have enjoyed the speaker of today, and keep the message going.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
He's 12 years old. That's Evangelist Adrian's cousin. He's always right prize with it in New Orleans. It's,
all right,
Adrian.
Ma'am.
It's Evangelist
all right.
Adrian.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Chad.
Hello.
Is Evangelist Adrian with you?
No.
Oh, okay. She's okay then. So did you have any more comment, or you just say you heard the word, because I've seen you on for a while?
No, I don't.
Okay.
God bless
you,
man of God. God bless you. I appreciate you listening.
God bless you, too.
Hallelujah.
People, he's a doctor. We call him Dr. Chad. God bless.
All right.
Yeah, he's been on for a while. We said we're going to try and go to Sister Dawn and see, can she say anything? Sister Dawn?
Hallelujah, okay. Hallelujah.
She won't say anything, Minister Democrat, but she hears. She's on there every day listening.
God bless you. Appreciate you. Hallelujah.
We had quite a few on, and, you know, they probably had to drop off, you know, to do different things, but we thank the Lord. I think it was, 14 on the day. So that's cool.
Hallelujah.
If it was two, they said, Lord will be in the midst, and I'll tell you the word.
All right.
He was
the Bible says, thank you.
Lord, help me. Don't let me have to burn up my whole house to get for you to burn it to get right with you. But that was, I mean, like Sister T say, that was the word. What is that, Minister William Cartwell? He's been on a while. He's back on. Minister Cartwell?
God bless you,
my preacher.
Bless you. God bless you.
Yes. Well, I heard the word today, and I'm blessed because, that was a needed word. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. We have to trust the Lord. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Your own understanding. So when we want something from the Lord, and we want to be, you said, to be healed from the things that's been, we can't quite shake. But we have to give it to God.
And we
thought we shook it. We thought we got rid of it, but it's still there.
My Lord, the residue. My Lord.
So he said pour water on something that you're asking the Lord for. And that's ridiculous. I mean, because, well, you got, we're about to burn this thing up, but you want us to pour water on it?
My God.
That is total dependency upon God. That's trust God. That God says, watch me work.
Wow.
Watch
that's
me,
right.
Watch me do that. So I have to just thank God for that, because it's not what we do. It's not that we boast that we have salvation. It's the gift of God. It's the gift of God. So if we just trust the Lord, it's by faith. It's God
right.
is going to do it, but it's that a little fasting and prayer.
Yes, sir.
It goes a long way, and if we just trust the Lord and watch God do it, watch God burn that problem up, that situation that we can't shake off. God bless you, minister. I love you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes God said that faith. He like, I want you to give up everything you got so I can do it. Like, went to that, the widow, the wife. He said, give me your last piece of oil. He said, all I got left is enough oil to make me and my son a cake before we die. He said, give me that. Give me everything that you got and make me a cake. Do it for the man of God. When you bless the people of God, you get blessed. Amen, amen, amen. So we see it how God's doing right now. Once you give up all you got, I mean, give up everything. Hallelujah.
Everything.
Watch what God do. Amen. So we appreciate you. God bless you, my preacher. Amen. We enjoy you. God bless you.
Yes.
God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning back in.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Okay, then. We done everybody that's on. You know, I've gotten them. Sister Dawn didn't have anything to say. But anyway, I'm not. I ain't no more I can say. I'm going to take this stuff and.
Ha ha. Bless your name, Lord.
You just hit us all kind of ways. We be looking one way and the Lord go another way. But anyway, all of it is a blessing because he's sending the word. And I'm so excited for me because
he's
in every one of us and he knows what we need to burn. We've been trying to do it ourselves, but he say from now, the day forth, let me do the burn and take it there to him. So
that's
the
right.
word was anointed and blessed. And the Lord has blessed this word from heaven above and Raymond. And we thank Prophet Michael Lewis for coming on. I know
Lord.
A place there because I was there with my daughter. But I'm saying for him to come on and give us a report. And we're keeping your daughter up in prayer and Evangelist Bernard and all of us that she asked, you know, to come on and pray. I think, let me see, Sister T got her thing open. Let me see what she want to say. Sister T, you want to have
praise
something?
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you.
I just want to ask you if it's at all possible for one to dedicate a song to Tracy Self, just a little bit of it, because I truly have been praying for this young lady. If it's all at all possible, if I can just sing a little bit of this song to encourage my brother, Prophet Michael.
Michael, okay, Minister Democrat, after she finished the song, then you can close us out.
All right.
Okay, Sister T, go ahead.
Okay, I'm only going to sing a little bit of it, though. God bless.
Whichever way the Lord leads you is fine. We got time. They ain't put the sign up yet.
Amen. Let him have his way. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let the Lord lead
you. You do miracles of grace, and there's no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles. Because of grace, then there's no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Praise praise the Lord. I just want to dedicate that to Tracy Self and to my brother, Michael Lewis, and to all the people of God. God is a miracle-working God, and I see the miracle that's going to take place in your daughter's life. God is changing her forever and ever. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is able. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For such a time as this. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. Amen. And God. Amen. For today. Amen. In spite of everything going on. Hallelujah. Glad woman of God.
Hallelujah. We can praise him. Your lines are open just for a minute before ministry.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We can just praise him in advance. Amen. How about that? Amen to God. We done heard the word today. Amen. God, I want to praise you in advance. Amen. Just give God a wave offering wherever you at. Amen. Begin to praise him in advance. Amen to God. When I hang up this phone, amen, amen, amen. I ain't got to bring this stuff back with me, God. When I hang up the phone, hallelujah. Amen. They done ran that stuff away from here. Amen. God, I'm going to be a different person when I hang up this phone than when I called in. And Lord, for that, I will come on. I thank you, Lord. Come on, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Somebody might want to say hallelujah. Amen. That's the highest praise that I know, God. Somebody might want to tell you thank you, God. Somebody might just want to rock side to side and say, Lord, I feel this thing. Because I know you're in here. I feel your presence. And I thank you, God. I thank you. Somebody might want to just amen to God. Amen, amen, amen. Just lift your voice up and tell them, God, had it not been for you on my side, I don't know where I would be. In the name of Jesus, we begin to praise you, God. We begin to praise you, God. We begin to praise you even now, God. Even as we close, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Amen. As we walk back and forth, we praise you, God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. I thank you spiritually. Amen. For activating that thing in every soul right now, God. Amen, 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 amen. That they can make it, God. Hallelujah. For amen to God. We call him and God fix him what you made. I thank you right now, God. Amen. For fixing it before they hung up this phone, God. Amen. People going to be able to get testimonies, God. Amen. When they hung up the phone, they found out it was fixed. And we thank you for that, God, for fixing it even now, God, for working it out even now. I thank you in advance, God. I praise you in advance, God. While I'm waiting, amen, God, for you to open up a door. Amen. I'm shouting in the hallway. Somebody need to shout in the hallway right now. Somebody need to shout, amen to God. God ain't opened up the door yet. You're standing in front of the door. Oh, God, but I'm going to shout in the hallway. I'm going to believe you. Amen. The door ain't open yet. But while I'm right here in front of the door, oh, God, I'm going to shout. I'm going to tell you thank you. Amen. Before the door open. Amen. That's the kind of praise that God liked. Before the door open and you praising him. Lord, I'm standing out in front of the door, God, and I'm thanking you even now, God, for what you're going to do. I believe the door is going to open, and I'm going to walk through it. But in the meantime, oh, God, I thank you, God. I thank you for leading me to the door where I can see the door. Amen, amen. And I know you're going to do a thing. And I thank you, amen, amen, for giving me that assurance, blessed assurance. Hallelujah. Jesus is mine. Hallelujah. Oh, what a foretaste of glory. This is my story. Thank you, Lord. This is my song. Hallelujah. I don't know about nobody else, but this is my story. Praising my Savior all the day long in the name of, well, come on, somebody praise him just for a few more seconds. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. See, Lord, I'm thanking you for stuff that I'm not going to even say out loud on this phone, God. I'm thanking you out loud for what you did before I called in. I thank you, God, for what you're going to do when I hang up the phone. I thank you in advance, God. I thank you for healing in advance. I thank you for bringing me out. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, I thank you, God, for recalling me, because you only recalled me because you love me. You only brought me on this line today because you love me, and to remind me that you can fix anything that you made. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, for God doing that operation. I thank you, God, amen, for not giving me those high bills like the mechanics would give me, because when I go back to the mechanics, God, when I go to a dealership, they charge too much, so I avoid going to them. Oh, God, but I thank you, God. Oh, God, you said you dropped all the charges. Hallelujah. I thank you. Amen. For, oh, God, having this thing be free. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. You did not have to do it. Amen. But I'm so glad that you did. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we begin to cover every soul that's on this line, God. Hallelujah. Every soul under the sound of my voice right now, God, that called in to hear this message, God. Oh, God, let them become USBs, God. Let them unplug it and share it with somebody else, oh, God. Hallelujah. Let them, oh, God, let their ministry inside of them be activated. Oh, God, hallelujah. They can go to somebody else and encourage them that whatever you made, you can fix, God. Hallelujah, oh, God. Encourage their ministry, their gift, their discerning spirit. Excuse me, their laying on hands. God, do it even now, God. Hallelujah, by the power of my might. But God, by your spirit, go in every room, every house, every telephone, every iPad, God. Hallelujah, every amen of God person that's listening, whether they, oh God, they're listening in the morning, whether they're listening in the afternoon, whether they're listening in the evening, whether they're listening right this second, God. God, go with them, God, with Psalms 91, God. Hallelujah, let them know, God. Amen to God. If you made it, you can fix it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Somebody need to say after me, if he made it, he can fix it.
He made it.
Come on, come on, come on. If he made it, he can fix it. He can fix it. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, he can fix it. Hallelujah. We thank you even now, God. We thank you even now. Oh, come on, somebody ain't received that in their spirit yet.
Yes.
I want you to receive it. If he made it,
he made it.
Fix it. Hallelujah. If he made it, he can fix it. I want you, amen, and when you hang up, amen to God, amen, and the devil sends you those hallucinations. Amen, amen to God, when he's going to try to get you to see stuff, amen to God, another way. He's going to try to get you to listen to other stuff. He's going to try to make you feel some kind of way. Understand that he's crazy. He's insane. So that's how he's supposed to do. But when insane people come around you, do like the police do. Call for backup and restrain him. In Jesus' name. Call for backup and restrain him. In Jesus' name. Call for backup and restrain him. I want you to put this in your spirit. Call for backup and restrain him with the blood of Jesus. Amen to God. Get you that prayer group. Keep that, amen to God. That blood clot is real. We didn't just preach that just to preach it. You need to keep that blood clot around you so it can, amen, affect those diseases that's coming around you. Amen, that they clot together. Amen, they can start that healing beginning. Amen, when people come together, then the healing can come together. Amen, hallelujah. So this is what's happening today, right? When we go through, don't be by yourself, because a lot of times when you go through, you want to be by yourself and you separate yourself. Amen, that's how the devil get us, right? Amen, God wants his people to come together. Amen, when the saints begin to pray, and let the Lord have his way, the Spirit of God begin to come down. God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. Remember to call in. Amen. We have the prayer tonight. Amen, amen, amen. Prophetess Darlene, she has the prayer. If you call in, I believe it's 712-432-1500. Amen. Again, that's 712-432-1500. Amen. And the access code is 211-498. That's 211-498. Amen. And they go into prayer, amen to God, at 5 o'clock, amen, our time, which is 8 o'clock Eastern time. Amen. It's my folk in Texas, amen, my family in Texas, amen, y'all call in at 7 o'clock, amen to God. We're going to be, amen, pulling down strongholds, amen. So again, the number is 712-432-1500. And the access code is 211-498. Amen. God bless you. Sister Ruby, anything else? Not for God.
No, that's a blessing. We thank you. Did you want to sing a song, or you feel churchy, or you want me to put it on out there? Our Prophet Michael Davis, we thank you. We thank the Lord for you coming on and giving you the strength, and your light is shining because you are a prophet and a pastor.
Yes,
and no matter what, you're letting the people know that come in and the families work for Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. So we pray for the strength and whatever you need, let the Lord bless you and your daughter.
All right.
Bring her back up. So we're so grateful that you
mean Michael Lewis. I think you said Davis. You meant Michael Lewis. Amen.
But Michael Lewis. I'm always calling him Davis. I don't know why.
I'll be doing the same thing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay, Lewis. And Michael
you,
Lewis,
you can close out with a song, Sister Ruby. God bless you. You can use a song.
Okay, then God bless you, Prophet Michael and Sister T. I guess we're going to go here with Nothing Without You.
All right.
nothing but a ship without a sailor. Moving aimlessly, tossed to and fro. I'm nothing without you. So breathe through me.
Okay, that was that was Nothing Without You by Jason Nelson. And y'all forgive me. I suppose announce that tomorrow's speaker will be Evangelist Pamela Cashmere, I think, and her ministry is Daddy Provision for His Daughter in Atlanta, and she's coming out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. So God bless. Tune in tomorrow, same time. God bless each and everyone for tuning in. We're closing out this segment.